Were you frustrated that they pumped you? Did they put you on pump?
Not really. Thinking about it, it might have been the best decision as far as giving me enough time to not only get healthy, but have that time to get conditioned. You know, I would hate to come back and then have some sort of injury caused from compensating on another muscle or another joint. And we've seen that happen a couple times already this year with Bruce and possibly Clint. So that's the last thing that I would want, to come right back and think that everything is good and not be conditioned enough to take the rigors of the game.
How about, I mean, you won't be able to practice during this time. How much practice do you think you'll need before you can get on the field and play
the game? To be honest, I know what goes on in practice. I watch every practice. So from a mental standpoint, there won't be any drop off. And there'll come a time when, while the rest of the team is practicing, while the rest of the receivers are doing their receiver drills, I'll be doing the same thing. I'll just have to be on another field doing it.
At the start of camp, you know, because you didn't really give us a definite timetable. Was there a timetable you had in your mind?
To be honest, no. I told you guys for the most part what I knew, and played it by ear. And this seemed to be the smart decision. It's the smart decision not to rush it.
Well, I guess a better way to phrase it then, when you first pulled up the camp, did you think PUP would be a possibility for the season?
I didn't even think about it. I didn't even understand really what PUP was. I didn't know there was two different sets of PUPs or whatever. It was more, let's talk to the trainers and get on page with them, and we'll move at the pace that they want me to.